All right, let's get this out of the way right out of the chute here as we approach the 4th of July very quickly, Independence Day in just a few days, right, on Saturday. So we'll get these phrases out of the way. Hot as a firecracker. Your only fireworks are not going to be on the 4th of July. Mother Nature will supply some of your fireworks leading up to the 4th. And how about the only bangs in the sky will not just be from fireworks, but thunder too. All right, I think I'm done. But you get the idea. It is going to be very hot today and then increasingly stormy as we head through the rest of the week right on into the weekend. Today's high temperature is forecast to be 96. If we make it there, that makes it the hottest day of the year. We had 95 degrees yesterday, 95 degrees several other times already this year, and that's been the hottest so far. We're going to make a run at 96 today, which would make it the hottest of the year so far. Now, it's not terribly unusual, understand. It ought to be hot this time of year, right? The average high is 91, so it's just 5 degrees from average and still about 4 or 5 degrees from record highs, which this time of year are generally 100 or higher. So could be worse, I guess, as the old saying goes. And we will start to see at least a few more afternoon and evening storms today. Tendency to move from west to east, and they will be strong in spots. Not everybody getting rainfall yet today, but there'll be some scattered locally heavy storms, kind of thing where you drive a ways and you're not in anything at all, and you go another few miles and there's a downpour and some lightning. You have to be extra careful on the highways and interstates and at the beaches. Again, as we've been talking about for a while now, respect that lightning. And as we go through this week, each day gets stormier. So we'll go from storm coverage of maybe 40% of the area this afternoon to as high as 60 to 70% tomorrow afternoon and as high as 90% by Thursday and Friday. Point being, everybody in the end is going to get some rain this week, and some spots will get a lot of rain, as, again, you'd expect for this time of year as we head into the peak of our thunderstorm season. Had some pretty sharp lightning last night offshore, but off to our south and east. Pretty much every day this year, you have lightning somewhere within our listening area. And so this afternoon, scattered storms working west to east, becoming more numerous tomorrow, even more so by Thursday and Friday. Some very heavy downpours and frequent lightning, so you're going to have to keep an eye to the sky. And if you have a dog like I do, then you've got a nervous dog for much of this week, unfortunately, again, after a nice little break over the last few days. We're looking at temperatures coming down some too, though, thanks to the increase in thunderstorms and some cloud cover. Now, again, we're in that time of year where coming down means we're still reaching the lower 90s, but at least it's not the mid to upper 90s. And then those storms, of course, cool the temperatures even more dramatically, at least for a while. Humidity will continue to be sky high, so feel like temperatures, which will be 101 to 105 today, will still be around the century mark for a good part of the week. And then as we head into the 4th of July on Saturday, the stormy weather pattern continues, unfortunately. Now, it's not a washout. You just have to keep an eye to the sky. In the morning on Saturday, a partly sunny sky. In the afternoon, we get thunderstorms to move from west to east. With any luck, and that's the way it looks right now, is that a good part of the thunderstorms will be mid to late afternoon, so that by evening and fireworks time, we've cleared things out enough to be able to enjoy some of those fireworks displays that have at least not been canceled and that are still going on Saturday evening. Otherwise, looking at typically hot, humid weather to as we approach and then get into the holiday weekend, with highs in the low 90s, nighttime lows in the low to mid 70s, with areas of haze and fog, especially at night and into the early morning hours. Speaking of the haze, boy, what a change yesterday. Plenty of blue sky, and the air quality was rated as good as expected. The Saharan dust does not last very long. And again, not anything unusual. Tried to emphasize that last week. Happens every year. This is the peak of the Sahara dust season in June and July, so right in that peak. And there's another pretty good dust cloud coming off Africa now, but it looks like it breaks up more than this last one did before it gets here. But we still will get some interludes of dust between now and the end of July. And, of course, it doesn't always mean a cutoff of the hurricane potential. And, in fact, we had Dolly form last week, a tropical storm. And this week, with much less dust, we don't have any hurricanes. So that's not how it works every single time. I talk more about that in Talking the Tropics with Mike. Speaking of which, the tropics look to be in pretty good shape right now. We have a low pressure that'll be developing over the western Atlantic, but moving to the northeast and away from the U.S., so even with some development, it's no big deal. A tropical wave approaching the southeastern Caribbean is going to be shredded apart by shear, which is typical this time of year. So we're in good shape in the tropics now and likely right into the 4th of July weekend, which is, of course, some good news. With all your weather all the time, stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.